you want to find in your Bibles Psalm 121. This won't really be a lesson on Psalm 121, but we'll start here. But we're going to look at a section of Psalms very briefly, of which the Psalm from this morning was a part of. But I think Psalm 121 sets the stage very well. It's one we know. So let me read Psalm 121 for us. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 121, what a precious psalm. Someday we will preach through that psalm, probably more than once. But it sets the stage well for this section of psalms called the Songs of Ascent. And you probably see that in the title there, a song of ascents. If you look back at Psalm 120, you see that as well, a song of ascents. If you go back further, we're approaching the end of Psalm 119. So you kind of have Psalm 119, and then from Psalm 120 to 134, each one will say a song of ascents. And these are various authors, from David to Solomon and others. We believe that these psalms then were songs that the people of Israel would sing, that they would have in their mind as they passed along the road to Jerusalem. And we talked about it this morning. Does anyone know why people who lived, even Jews who lived far away, what would draw them into Jerusalem at various times throughout the year?
Temple.
Festivals,
temple itself.
Yeah, the temple itself, temple worship, temple sacrifice. That's right. And there'd be these big festivals, like the Festival of Booths. There'd be Passover, which we see in the Gospels being practiced as well. But yeah, there would be these times throughout the year regularly that God's people would gather together. You know, we're blessed to gather together each morning and in the school year every evening. For them, for some of them, they would be waiting a long time preparing for this journey. And so what we see is this pilgrim path, and we see these songs for the journey. Think about times that you've gotten ready for a long journey. You know, what do you make sure that you have packed? Obviously clothes and, you know, everything you need, but think of, especially like a road trip in a car. Maybe I'll ask you, if you're not the driver, to survive a road trip in the car, what do you need to have with you to get through? A book. I wish. I get car sick, but I would love to have a book in the car. Okay, what else?
Munchies.
Munchies, a book. Oh, a pillow. Yes. Earbud. Good. Anything else? Say it one more time.
A TV that's built into the car.
Yes, that is survival at its finest. Yes, we used to have that actually as a kid. Okay, anything else? A TV remote? Okay.
What about a map?
A map? Wait, is that like a phone but like printed?
Yes.
A paper map.
A paper map.
He likes maps.
That's great. So Calvin needs a map. That's good. That's good. The phone's great until it stops working, right? Yeah, we could say GPS, of course. I remember as a kid getting ready for a road trip, and at that time, you know, cassette tapes had made their way into CDs, and so each of us kids had our own CD book. So an entire book that you would zip closed, just full of CDs. Each CD had a limited number of songs on it. It was very strange. And so you would pack your whole book with you. And if you looked in the back of, you know, my parents' car, each of us, sometimes five kids, would have a set of headphones on, and we'd have our own little CD player and our own book of CDs. I think my attention span is failing because I would just listen to music the whole time. I can't imagine maybe doing that now. That's what my wife does. Music is her main thing. But I was thinking about, you know, getting those CDs ready. You know, what CDs do I need for this journey that are going to get me through? Well, for the people of God, it was these Psalms, and of course others. But think back to Psalm 121. Why would Psalm 121 be on the minds and hearts of those traveling this road day and night to get to Jerusalem? You know, I look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? They're called the Songs of Ascents because Jerusalem sat high on a hill. Here in the Northwest, we might think it's not much of a hill because we're used to, you know, the Cascades and these huge mountain ranges. But for its place in Israel, this was the high ground. Jerusalem was on the high ground. And so as you travel to Jerusalem, even if it wasn't in your sight yet, there was a sense that we are going up to the house of the Lord. And that's where they're looking up to. And they say, where does my help come from? But from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And then verses 3 and 4 about him keeping our way. He doesn't slumber. He neither slumbers nor sleeps, the one who keeps Israel. And this is true always for God's people, but imagine being on this pilgrim journey where there's robbers, where there's wild animals. Sleeping would probably not be the safest activity. I remember we took some students on the Klamath River rafting down to sort of the Happy Camp area, and we just slept out under the stars, which is great. I looked around, and all the other leaders had brought cots. And I was new, and I didn't. And so I'm just laying on the ground. And I couldn't sleep for the first hour because I just pictured spiders, you know, making their way into my sleeping bag. I mean, the stars were wonderful, and there wasn't really mosquitoes or anything, but it was hard for me to sleep. Imagine being on this road, you know, with danger of robbers and all of it, and how comforting to say, well, God doesn't sleep. My God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He keeps our going in and our coming out this time forth and forevermore. You know, he talks about the sun striking by day and the moon by night. He will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. And this sets the stage then for this journey that they would make to Jerusalem and back. But it applies to us as well. If we think of this pilgrimage being made by God's people to the Holy Land, maybe very few of us have actually been to the Holy Land. But for God's people, we are pilgrims along the way. We have our salvation purchased for us. We are awaiting the new heavens and the new earth. And we are in this great in-between of life, with its joys, with its sorrows, with the mundane, with all of it. And in the same sense, we are on a pilgrimage. Scripture puts it this way. I'll just read these briefly for us, just a few verses. 1 Peter 2:11 says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." Or Hebrews 11:6, after talking about we call it the hall of faith, those who had faith ultimately in Christ, he describes them this way in 11:16, "But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city." He's prepared for them a city. And so we, too, are on pilgrimage. We are on a wilderness road. And there are certain times in our life where we readily say, "Amen, I'm on a wilderness road." There's danger on every side. And so hopefully the Psalms have been a comfort in the midst of that. You know, if you look... if you just glanced at these Songs of Ascent, and I think the reading plan has you, maybe you've already finished them if you're caught up. I'm still not caught up on my reading plan, so I'll get to read back through these after this. But if you look at 120 through 134, you know, 121, of course, is protection and God's keeping. 120 speaks about deliverance from evil. 122 is sort of glorying in the destination. As it's almost this hymn of praise about Jerusalem, which again, you're traveling on the way, and just like we do, we're looking forward to the new heavens and the new earth. And so we have these songs to remind us of where we're going. 124 and 125, protection. 126, restoration. 127, which we looked at this morning, and 128, really fruitfulness, which comes from God himself. 129 speaks of our confidence that we have even in the midst of affliction. 130 really has to do with the redemption that we have. But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared, and so I wait for you in silence. 131, peace. We looked at that about a year ago. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. 132 speaks of God's promise. 133 of the unity of God's people. And 134, which we read at the beginning to call us to worship, is worship. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. It's fitting as we make our way on this wilderness road. And it's not just a wilderness road, but it's a Jerusalem road. Remember in our Gospel of Luke, where's Jesus heading for the rest of the Gospel of Luke? He's heading to Jerusalem. His face is set to Jerusalem. And he bids us to come and to follow him. And so we, in this life, there are unfathomable joys, unfathomable blessings that he's given us. And we don't downplay that, but this is a wilderness road. And we need songs for the journey. Not just these psalms, these are especially fitting, but we need his word. If you think about, what do I need to pack? What do I need for this journey? You need his word. You need, just as I have those CDs sort of close at hand, just ready to switch for whatever situation came, you need to have his word close at hand, close at heart, stored up, ready to go. I know you can get it on your phone, and I do that often. I a pastor, Google where stuff is in the Bible sometimes. But you need to have those passages that are just close to your heart, just ready, so that when trial does come, it just spills out from your heart. So the word first and foremost, but also songs. There's a reason that we have our hymnal that puts scriptural language to song, because songs are a way that we remember. Songs are a way that connect with the heart in a powerful way. And just as the pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem, they needed to be singing together. We need to be singing together as God's people, hymns, psalms, spiritual songs. There might be worship music and other songs that are dear to your heart that you listen to throughout the week. And I would encourage you to do that as well. And then we need companions for the journey, right? No one would just make their way to Jerusalem by themselves and say, well, I hope I'm lucky enough to make it. No, you would go as a group. You would protect one another, and you would make your way. And so these songs of ascent remind us that they were on a pilgrim journey. We're on a pilgrim journey. He's given us everything we've needed and will need for the road ahead. And so I encourage you to trust in him along the road. Let's pray. And God, we thank you for your word. And we thank you that it gives us everything we need to glorify you. You give us comfort and strength. You point us to the truth of salvation in Jesus Christ. And so I pray that your word would be close at hand for us, that it would be stored up in our hearts so that we can glorify you in all that we face. Be with us now, even as we go home to rest. I pray that you'd give us your peace, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.